النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. There's this one excerpt from a very long conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with one of his friends. Now, we don't necessarily want to speak about the statement in question, but there's something that's very beautiful that comes out about this. And so the conversation eventually reaches a point where Imam al-Hadi says that Allah has exempted certain people who don't have, you know, some of their basic senses, or they're blind, or, you know, they can't, you know, one of their legs is broken, or there's certain things that Allah has exempted certain people from jihad and all other duties that they cannot do. For example, Allah has imposed on wealthy people that they must offer the Hajj and pay the zakat because they have the ability to do that. And Allah has not imposed the Hajj or zakat on poor people. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam continues. He brings up a verse from the Holy Quran, and then he says that this proves that Allah has not imposed on people what is beyond their ability. And thus, this is the soundness of creation. Now, here, this is something that's really important. We don't necessarily want to talk about the statements in question, but this concept, or this higher reality or higher meaning that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is trying to convey, and that is that Allah does not impose a certain duty or a responsibility or an obligation upon a human being that they are not able to do, or they don't have the capacity or the capability to do. Now, whether this is prayers, five daily prayers, the wajib prayers, the salah, or whether this is fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, or whether it is any other kind of thing that Allah has made wajib on one hand, or on the other hand, things that Allah has forbidden and made haram for us, both of these things that are obligations and these things which we have been prohibited from, these are all things that are within our capacity and within our capability. And every single one of us is able to accomplish these things. Now, sure, if there are certain, you know, reasons, or there are certain things that prevent us from accomplishing these things, legitimate things, of course, we shouldn't make excuses, you know, but for example, we are poor, we don't have financial means, or we are sick, or, you know, God forbid, we can't hear, or we're blind, or those are different things. But on the whole, people, who are whole, who are healthy, who have all the requirements, we must never think that Allah has forced us to do anything, or that Allah is forcing us to do something that we cannot do. Matter of fact, according to these words of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not impose or put an obligation upon a human being that they cannot fulfill. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call-of-Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.